Namandavutsu 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 namandavutsu. Let us join our hands in reverence and quiet our minds. 心静かに合掌をしましょう。 Rely on wisdom, not on the working of the mind. 真実の知恵をよりどころとし、人間の分別によってはならないと。ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
おはようございます。It's wonderful to see you all here. We're in the midst of our summer season of Dharma services. It's great to have such wonderful attendance on these days, even when we don't have Dharma school.
今日はダーマスクールがなしということにもかかわらず大勢に集まっていただいてお参りをして本当に嬉しいことでございます。
So today I would like to begin by telling a story about a monkey.
今日はまずお猿のことについてお話ししたいと思います。
One of my son's favorite things in the world is a certain monkey named George.
息子の一番大好きなものの一つは猿のジョージということですね。
So this isn't a story about Curious George, but it is a very interesting story that comes to us from the historic teachings of the Buddha Dharma, a story that's been passed down over the centuries as a way of expressing the truth of the Buddha's teachings.
まあこれは猿のジョージの話じゃないんですけど、古代の仏教から伝われてきたお猿という話がありますね。
So this is a story about a monkey who lived in a very peculiar cage.
この猿はちょっと壊ったカゴの中に住んでたと言われています。
So this cage had six sides. Normally cages have four sides, but this was a special cage that had six sides.
この特別なカゴは六角の形になってたカゴでしたね。
And on each of the sides there was a window.On each of the six sides of this cage.
そしてこのカゴの6つの、壁にこういう1つの穴が、窓が開いてたところがあったんですね。
So one day, a naughty little boy came out and thought he would play a trick on this monkey.
そしてある日はちょっといたずらが好きな男の子が出てきて、この猿にちょっと意地悪い遊びをしようと思ってたんです。
So he put one of the monkey's favorite things in front of each of the windows.
そして猿の大好きな好物をその窓の前に置いてたんですね。
So he put in front of one, he put a bunch of grapes.
そして一つはブドウをたくさん置いたんですね。
Then he put a banana in front of another one.
そしてバナナを置いて。
Then another one, he put an apple.
そして、リンゴを置いて。
Then he put a watermelon in front of one.
そして、スイカを一つ置いて。
Then he put an orange in front of another.
そして、オレンジを置いてたんです。
And then in front of the other one, the last one, he put an ice cream cone.
そして、最後にアイスクリームを置いてたんですね。
So this monkey, he saw these treats, and he ran to one. And right when he got up to it,The boy had a puppet, a very scary puppet that looked like a monster. And as he went for the grapes, he would pop up the monster and scare the monkey. Then the monkey would run to the other one, he would pop up the monster again. So every time the monkey was going after something he wanted, he would find something that he didn't like. And he would run around and around and around and around. And he couldn't decide which one to go for. Do I want the ice cream cone? Do I want the orange? Do I want the apple? And whenever he finally decided to go for one, then this...Scary puppet would come up and he would be afraid and run away. And so he ran around and around like this for a very long time until he became so tired that he just collapsed on the ground and just laid there looking up.
そしてこの猿はちょっと怖いな、その意地悪い息子が 怖いなあのこういうおもちゃを持って、そして猿が例えばブドウを求めようとしたら怖いあおもちゃが出てきて、あのお猿が怖くなってまた逃げてしまう。そして次のところ行ったらまた怖いおもちゃが出てきたら逃げてしまうということ でこういうふうに走り回ったり走り回ったり、これが好きこれが好きと思って、これが怖いあれが嫌いと思っていたり、ずっと走り回って疲れてしまった、倒れて、で仰向けに倒れてしまいました。
So this story has, so there are these six windows, and this represents our minds, the way our minds are from day to day in our lives.
そしてこの話は私たちの心がこういうふうになっているという話ですね。
So there are six windows in this story. What do you think those six windows might represent?
そして今6つの窓があるんですけど、その6つの窓は何が表しているんでしょうか? What do you think? What do you think, Taylor?
Okay, so there's the six realms. That's a good guess, but there's actually one other thing. It's similar. So we've got six of something else, but it's not the six realms. It's a good guess.
六道輪廻じゃないんですけど。
So normally we say there are five senses, but in Buddhism we actually talk about six senses.
普通はあの五つの感覚は言うんですけど、仏教の中では六つの感覚があるんですね。
So can you name one of those five senses?
その一つの感覚を、or one of those six senses? 一つは何でしょうか? Can you name one? Anybody?
Hearing.
Hearing? Okay, hearing is one.
耳で聞こえる。Yeah, how about you, Taylor?
Taste.
Okay, that's another one. Anybody name another one?
Touch.
Okay, Courtney, do you know one?
Sight.
Okay, another one?Smell is one. Okay, there's one more. Hearing. Okay, hearing is one. Okay. And then what's the sixth one? In Buddhism, we say the sixth one is our mind. Is our mind. That we, in Buddhism, your mind is considered a sense. And so think about this for a moment. So you have your eyes.
そして、まあ、仏教では、あ、心はもう一つですね。And, そして、まあ、仏教ではあの、まあ、目から見る、そしてあの、まあ、鼻から匂うとか、耳から聞こえる、舌から味わえる、肌で感じる、そして心で考えるんですね。
So with our eyes, we like to look at things that are beautiful, don't we?
目がきれいなことを見たいですね。
Things we like to see. We like our, you know, our favorite movies, our favoriteart, our favorite pictures, maybe people who we like to see, people we think are beautiful, we like to look at them.
そして好きなことを見たい。
However, things that we don't like, people we don't like, we don't even want to see them.
そして嫌いな人がいたら、まあ、見たくもないですね。
And, you know, things that we don't think are attractive, maybe a junky old car or something, we see it driving down the road and say, oh, I don't even want to see that car, it's so ugly.
そして、まあ、汚い、ボロい車があったら、これは見たくもない、ボロい車ですね、と思うんですね。
How about our ears? Our ears. We like to listen to people who say nice things about us. Somebody says, oh, you know, you're very good looking. I like your shirt. You're so smart. We love to listen to people say those things.
そして、耳から人が私たちのいいことを言う、褒め事をいっぱい聞きたいですね。
But do we like to listen to people who criticize us? Maybe who point out something we're doing wrong?Maybe our parents, when they tell us to go clean our rooms, maybe we turn our ears away from those things that we don't like to hear.
そして、あの人が私たちの悪いこと、あのちょっと間違ったことを言ったらとか、あの親が自分の部屋を片付けてくださいとかということを聞きたくないですね。ちょっと無視してしまうことがあるんですね。
How about our nose? We think we like the smell of good things. Maybe someone has some nice perfume or...some nice shampoo, and we think, oh wow, this person, they smell really good, or this flower smells really good. But then sometimes maybe somebody just got done exercising and they smell kind of bad, and we don't want to smell them.
そして、あの人が、あの、まあ、綺麗な、あの、まあ、いい匂いのシャンプーとか、あ、いい匂いのパフームをつけたら、それは匂いたいですね。でも、人が運動したら、ちょっと汗臭い人は匂いたくないね。
So we don't want to smell people, but then maybe after we've been exercising,We smell bad too, but we don't even realize it. We don't even realize our own body smell. そして、まあ、自分が運動したら自分も体が汗臭くなるけど自分がわからないんですね。
Sometimes we don't even recognize our own odors.
まあ、自分の匂いもわからないことがあるんですね。
How about our tongue? We like delicious foods like ice cream and pizza and hamburgers and things that have lots of oil and salt and sugar.
そしていっぱい油とか砂糖とか塩が入ってるものおいしいですね。ピザとかアイスとか。
But sometimes we think that vegetables taste kind of boring, don't they?
たまに野菜はあまり面白い味はしない。
So sometimes we want to eat things that just satisfy that desire for sweetness and saltiness and greasiness, but we might turn away from those more nutritious things like salad and vegetables and fruits that are actually very nutritious and healthy for our bodies.
そしてこのまあちょっと味が濃いものは欲しがるんですけど、もっと体にいいサラダとかそういうものを食べたくない時もあるんですね。
The same is true of our skin, which is one of our senses, our sense of touch. We always want to be comfortable, we always want good feelings, and we don't want discomfort, we don't want pain.
そして、体もちょっと気持ちのいい楽なものが欲しいんですけど、ちょっと痛みとかは感じたくないんですね。
However, there are times if we have an injury or we get sick,where our body naturally feels pain, telling us that something's wrong. And if we have that feeling, we want it to stop. We don't want to have pain.
そして体も痛い時はあるんですけど、それは痛みはやめてほしいとか、まあなくなってほしいとですね。
And so this is all part of the way our minds work. So we're talking about the five senses of things we feel, taste, touch, smell, hear, and see. But then we also have this sense of our mind,And our mind is the one that makes things good and bad.
そして心という感覚は、これは欲しいもの、好きなものとか、これが嫌いなもの、欲しくないもの。
And so our minds run around in circles all day long, just like that monkey chasing after those goodies.
そして私たちの心は一日中ずっと走り回ってるんですね。
We're chasing after the things we like, the people we like, the smells we like, all of that.We're chasing after all day long, and at the same time, we're running away from those scary puppets. We're running away from those things that we dislike, those people, those things, all those things that we want to avoid, we're trying to spend all kinds of energy to stay away from.
そして好きじゃないものとか好きじゃない人とかは一生懸命逃げてるんですね。
So we're chasing and we're running all day long.
そして物を追いかけたり、ものから逃げたりするは一生懸命。
Even if we're not physically running, maybe in our minds, we're thinking about ways to get the things we want and to avoid the things that we find unpleasant.
そして体が足で走ってなくても自分の心の中に欲しいものはどういうふうに手に入る。そして嫌いなものとか嫌いな人はどういうふうに避けることを一生懸命一日考えているんですね。
So we get caught up in those likes and dislikes so much that we lose sight of where we're going. And we just kind of go around and around and around and around and around very inefficiently.
そしてそういう好きなものを認めて嫌いなものを避けることを一生懸命やって自分が向かっている方向を分からなくなって。
Eventually we get so tired that we flop down on the ground like that monkey.
そして結局疲れたらこういうふうに仰向けに倒れてしまう、その皿のように倒れてしまうんですね。
So at that moment when we're lying there on our back, maybe we thought we were stuck in that little cage running around, but we're lying there on the back, and if we look up, oh my gosh, the sky is wide open there, up above me, full of possibilities.
そしてこういうふうに仰向けに倒ったら上に見たら、あ、ほら広い空が上に開いていて、いろいろな可能性がそこにあるんですね。
And so we can see that maybe we were missing out on all those possibilities because we were too busy just focusing on those six little windows.
そしていろいろな可能性を見逃して、その広い空を気づいていなかったですね。 So Shakyamuni Buddha advises us to rely on wisdom, not on the working of the mind. That's that passage from the writings of Shinran that I read at the beginning of my message today.
して、シャケムニ仏が真実のものをよりどころとしというんですね。そして、心の人間の分別する心をよりどころにしないということですね。
So when we rely on the workings of our mind, we're just constantly chasing after the pleasures of our six senses and running away from those things we don't think are pleasant.
そして、人間が分別する良し悪しを区別する心をよりどころにしたら、ずっとその好きなものを、欲しいものを追いかけて、嫌いなものから逃げてしまうということですね。
However, when we rely on wisdom, on the wisdom, the true teachings of the Buddha, and the wisdom of what we know to be true from our own experience, then we can see beyond those six little windows and realize the great potential.The vast sky of potential in our lives.
そして仏様の真実の知恵によりどころとしたら、その狭い6つの窓の心を見越えて、そしてその広い空のように広く開いている可能性は見えることがあります。
So there are some things that we can do to learn to rely on wisdom rather than the working of our mind.
して、いくつかのことをやったら、そういうふうに知恵をよりどころとすることができます。
So one is we can stop letting ourselves get carried away, running away from the things we dislike and chasing after the things we like. We can learn to just stop and look at what our mind is doing in our lives.
そして一つは好きなものを追いかけて嫌いなものを逃げたりする心をよく見て、一回止まってみるということがあるんですね。
And when we learn to stand still, then we'll notice many things. We'll notice that big sky of possibilities opening up all around us.
して一回心を止まってみたら、いろいろな可能性が見えてくるんですね。その広い空のような可能性が見えてくるんですね。
And we'll also see that the ground beneath our feet stretches out to in all directions.To the very end of that horizon, the very end of the sky.
そして広い空のように私たちが立ってる土、この大地は全てのところに広がっていってるということも気づくことがあるんですね。
So then we can step right out of that little tiny room of our likes and dislikes and enjoy the freedom of moving freely in any direction, enjoying.All different kinds of experiences beyond just that narrow little scope of what we thought we liked or disliked.
そして、そういう広い大地に立っていることを気づいたら、その狭い部屋から出ることができて、そこから歩き出て、そして自分の好き嫌いなことの、狭い世界からもっと広い、何でも可能性がある世界に歩いてもある、歩めることがありますね。
And that is to enjoy the freedom of the Buddha's wisdom. The Buddha's true wisdom which accepts all possibilities and doesn't push anything or anyone away.
は仏様の誠である真実の知恵ということで、全ての可能性を肯定して、そしてどの人もどのことも否定する。握ることもない仏様の知恵の心ですね。
So, Namo Amida Butsu is the voice of wisdom calling to us and saying,
Namo Amida Butsu という言葉は知恵の言葉ですね。
It's saying, Hey you, stop running around in that little box of your likes and dislikes.
ほら、自分の好きなものと嫌いなものを追いかけたり逃げたりすることを一回やめてみてくださいという声ですね。
Look at that big sky all around you.
この広い空が開いていることを見てください。
Everything is just fine.
何でもそのまま大丈夫です。
No need to rush about.
焦ることは必要がないです。
And no need to worry.
心配はありません。
Namo Amida Butsu. Please join me in Gassho.
Gassho. ナマンダブツ、ナモアミダブツ、ナモアミダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。